Beautiful Friday. Bobby Asadourian is here. Just Ask Bob on Experts on Call. It is 12:30. And, of course, if you have questions for him, you can call us at 905-645-3200, 1-877-820-2426, or #820 on your Bell Mobility phone. And always a pleasure to see you, Bob. How are things?
Pleasure to see you. Things are terrific. How are you doing?
Been keeping busy, I guess.
Oh, very
busy.
I'm
doing fine. Thanks.
I can't believe I find the time to make it here.
You know what? I was thinking that because we were live at McDonald's for McHappy Day, I was thinking, gee, it'd be great if you could, you know, just between jobs, come down, buy a Big Mac, say hi, sit in for a bit. But I never get a chance to call.
I'll try. Well, you see what kind of clothing I arrive in.
Well, yeah,
I'm not too polished here lately.
Oh, that's all right. You see, it's radio, so you never have to worry.
Well,
about that.
Well, that's true. That's
as long
true.
As the picture we have on our websites.
As long as I look clean in that.
As
one.
Long as you're dapper, there, it really doesn't matter.
Now, I have a very important issue I'd like to bring attention to.
Sure.
I think our listeners, this is very important information for them. I want to talk about finding a contractor on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you don't mind, for this survey, I want to use you as a guinea pig of sorts.
I have been used as a guinea pig before. I think I can handle it. Let's go.
Okay. This is going to be a good one. Now, obviously, you're a homeowner.
Yep.
You've had experience in hiring contractors.
Good and bad.
Good and bad. That's what's important, good and bad. And, I mean, I've seen you work on the computer here, so I know you're very internet savvy.
I try.
Let's go through the process here. Now, if you're looking for a contractor and you're going to use the internet, whether to find one A or B, speaking alphabetically, getting a rating on them alphabetically.
Right.
There is an entity out there. There is an institution which actually rates their contractors alphabetically. Now, you go on. Okay. You click on, you know, you have a contractor's name. You know, you've seen some advertising somewhere. So you enter the company name. Their profile comes up. Now, under the profile, strangely enough, you see in brackets the word no rating. Tell me, John, what do you think immediately when you see no rating? What comes into your mind about this company?
That maybe they haven't had anybody respond to where they can rate them, or
okay.
Maybe they haven't been in business all that long.
Okay. Now, like me, which I like, you're a curious fellow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a link there that says click here. To, you know, to have an explanation, a definition on the rating, on what no rating means. Are you
sure.
going to click it?
I will.
Okay, and I'll read to you what comes up.
Okay.
There are 5 points. Let's just say blank for a moment. Well, no. BBB has determined business is no longer operating. Business has filed to dissolve business in bankruptcy. BBB has recently received numerous serious complaints about business, but BBB has not had sufficient time to receive and assess business response to those complaints. Type of business is not appropriate for BBB rating. BBB threshold for report development have not been met. Now, one thing, though, before you read all of these, it does clearly state a business may receive an NR, no rating, instead of an alphabetical rating under the following circumstances. Now, there's 5 circumstances, and again, I'm no scholar in English, but does this seem to state one of those items may apply or all of these items? I mean, to me, I'm confused.
I guess to me it just means that maybe the company has no association with a Better Business Bureau,
oh,
which
no,
can, I guess
be.
Can be a good or bad thing.
The one that I find serious and believable, you know, we live in troubled economic times, at least in my mind or a homeowner, it is very believable that a business has filed for bankruptcy. I mean, you hear on the news so many have.
Mm-hmm.
So what really sticks to me is item 2, businesses filed to dissolve business in bankruptcy. Now, these 5 points, at least the 4 most certainly seem extremely negative, and potentially even number 5, which is BBB thresholds for report development, have not been met. Now, here is the kicker. I will tell you what company this is. This is Triple R.
Oh, really?
Yes. Are you surprised as I was a month ago?
Okay, so, and have you,
well,
I'm
yes,
assuming
let
you've
me,
gone down this road?
Yes, yes. Let me tell you all about it. The BBB approximately, and don't quote me, but, you know, maybe about a year or so, they've gone alphabetically. They've turned to the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was just simply, an address on the company, a phone number, 3-year reporting history. Have there been filed complaints? My company, since approximately 2004 midpoint, has always had, prior to the alphabetical listings, has always had a very simple information. Never a registering complaint in a 3-year reporting period, which, by the way, I would wish they would go back 6 years or as long as the company's been in business, because you see 3 years I'm in business, the first 3, nobody's made a complaint. It says within 3-year reporting period. Then the last 3 years now, again, it says going back 3 years, no complaints in the 3-year reporting period. You know, if they're listening, and I know they are, I would rather that they say 6 years, or because it looks better on me. But they sort of, you know, they tighten the parameters there just to keep it to 3 years. But again, everything's been fine. Then all of a sudden, my company, well, they developed an alphabetical system. They developed a system where you're rated A, A minus, B, B minus, right on to an F. F's a failing grade. Mm-hmm. Now, ever since that point, my company hasn't had an A minus. Again, not a problem until I made it a problem. Some time ago, I contacted the BBB, South Central Ontario, here in Hamilton, and I really, really raised a ruckus about the minus. Now, again, my father would have beat me. You know, God bless him. If I brought back a minus from high school, minuses weren't accepted.
Oh, he would have scolded
you. Oh, no, well, he would have scolded me. But, I mean, he was a good man. A lot of the respectability, reliability in my company now comes from the upbringing. So I brought the question to them, why on earth, why do I have a minus? As in your own reporting period, I've never had a complaint. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, at this point in time, I was given some answers that really weren't answers. It was programming. A lot of their information is done from the States. So it was very difficult to get a rock solid answer. Now, 3 weeks after that point, I went online with the BBB and found out that since I'd made the complaint, I was given an NR. No rating. Of course, curious fellow that I am, I click on it. Lo and behold, number one, determined business no longer operating. Number two, business filed, dissolved, bankruptcy, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, you know, five very, very negative points.
Sure.
Now,
well,
again,
four anyway. Oh,
no,
arguably,
four.
There's
yeah,
one.
Arguably
that just...
five. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Arguably, that one isn't. Now, just going back a little bit, I moved in September. Still, again, close to Hamilton. I moved in September. At that point, I sent them a form which gave them my new mailing address and some updated company information. Immediately within 2 weeks, that information was posted. So within a matter of weeks, my online profile reflected my new company phone number and new mailing address. So obviously, and I have printouts for both, so the information has gone to them. Mm-hmm. Because again, their point about the NR rating, their answer was it was simply because they didn't receive the form to update the information. Because a few people did contact in and state that the number on the online profile was differing, you know, from the number that eventually they would find for me.
So you're thinking about sending this registered mail now?
Well, you know, we've had it out. I mean, to put it mildly, we've had it out because, I mean, again, nobody, as you know, nobody works harder at keeping a good reputation such as I do. And again, I find this very, very slanderous. I don't want to use the word inaccurate or misleading or wrong. It's just slanderous. My company has never entered Chapter 11. My company's never entered bankruptcy. My business is in operation. My business has never received one complaint, never mind numerous. So, I mean, at this point, with great respect, this is times two now that I've invited them on. With great respect, I wish to once again invite Mr. Mathis, President and CEO, South Central Ontario Better Business Bureau. Actually, may I make a correction? It's Mr. Mathis III. And I would also like to invite Archie Roberts. Very importantly, that I give them the opportunity legally to come on the show, rebuff what I'm saying, discuss this. Most importantly, I may say I would like them to provide a public apology live on air. And again, either one of the two gentlemen can come on, again, with great respect, or they can both come on at the same time. They can tag team debate me on it. You know, whatever's required, I would love to hear their side of it on air because I've heard their side of it off air. And again, I don't, I've not received an apology to date. So I guess the moral of the story is be careful. Homeowners, I mean, I want you getting the right information. I mean, those that know me, those that go to my website, I mean, we're talking about now, and I mean, I must say, you know, Bobby Asadorian of Triple R, not once, twice featured on television as Hamilton's most respected contractor, CHCH, CTV, various newspaper interviews. Ask me what I do during my working hours sometimes. I work during my working hours for free helping people with disabilities. So this hurts me. This offends me, these slanderous statements that were on the profile. But it has been corrected. It has been corrected. At this moment, you go on, I'm back to where I was, an A-. So it has been corrected. However, no apology has been issued. It was up online this way wrongly for 4 weeks or longer. Could have been much longer. How many hundreds or thousands of homeowners went on just seeing the word dissolved business or in bankruptcy, clicking me off and going somewhere else? So, I mean, to all homeowners, be careful. When you're looking at something like this, and this really means something to me because on air, twice on this show, I've made mention of the Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. Up until a few weeks ago, I had the world's greatest respect for them, and I would endorse and I would recommend, I would tell people to go there. But at this point, I retract that. It's important. I would rather you call the city. Call the city of Hamilton. Call the city of Burlington. ask for a trade license. There are many ways to look into it. And when you see this type of very, very gray report, take it with a grain of salt. Call the Better Business Bureau directly and say, we've got five bullet points and there's no information here. Do all five apply to the company? Does one out of the five apply, or the five general? And to the BBB, change this. Change your system.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair. Not fair.
Okay, so you're back to an A-minus. How are you going to get to an A-plus?
By fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken on a lot of people, and I mean, they told me on the phone, I mean, not in so many words, I shouldn't be taking them on. They're an oak tree that's been around, I forget, for maybe 120 years, and that I shouldn't tamper with them. That's what I've been told, John, and I can't believe it. I mean, in my opinion, they chose the wrong contractor. I've not harmed them. It says right on the report, no complaints in the 3-year reporting period. However, if you had memory to go back 3 years before that, I also had no complaints during the 3-year period before that, and I've been in business 6 years.
So you would like to see something that says never a complaint.
Well, yes. Well,
in the history
politics.
In the history of
the
company or something.
Yeah, John, this comes down to politics.
Right.
I believe in complete fairness and honesty. I know what the minus is. They are not telling me what the minus is. They're giving me jargon. They're telling me it's the computer, it's the programming. So please don't blame the computer. It's somebody that's a human that programs it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the minus is one item. The minus is because I don't pay the membership fees.
Uh-huh.
The Better Business Bureau is required to give it a profile on members and non-members. When you go online, it says accredited member and not accredited.
So you believe, although you can't prove.
Oh, no, exactly.
You believe that if you paid a membership fee.
Yes, they would take the minus off.
That would just be A or A plus.
Yes, exactly. Well, I should be an A plus. So what they're doing is, in their own formatting, in their own way, they're deducting points off you for not being a member. Now, I've asked them, what do I tell my customers? What do I tell the people that have been calling me saying, why do you have an A minus, but it says on the same page, never a complaint? I don't know what to tell them, dear BBB. And I asked the BBB this. They're not giving me an answer for the minus. They're withholding it internally. So I am then going to use reasoning and logic. I mean, take it out of Star Trek from Spock. We're going to use logic. Premiere was yesterday. We're going to use logic to deduce that the reason I have the minus because I don't pay the fee. And they're ashamed to bring that to the attention of the public because that shouldn't be a problem. Nobody says you have to pay. You should have a minus if you have a complaint. You should have a minus if you had a bad advertising policy. You should have a minus if your license was revoked.
One would think it should be a level playing field for members
for
and
all.
Non-members.
For yeah. all. Because yeah. they're required again, and it's their own choosing that they keep up a profile on members and non-members. Because, see, they get a lot of calls about companies that are not members.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to hear and behold and, you know, be true to the public and say, oh, but we have information on everyone. So fine, say he's accredited, he or she is not. But please, don't add a minus to somebody because they're not paying you the dues.
All
so,
right.
I mean, that ends it with that. But, I mean, again, it's very important. And, again, just once again, I want to mention with great respect, I do wish to invite once again Mr. Mathis III and Mr. Archie Roberts onto my show, Just Ask Bob, on Hamilton's all-new talk station 820, to first and foremost issue me a public live apology. And, of course, rebuff what I've said. Give us your opinion. There's two sides to a coin. I want all of Hamilton to hear your side of the coin. You can come on either or both, and if it's both, please do. I invite you to tag team me on the issue, and we'll openly and honestly discuss it, and we will have a good result.
Okay.
But beware, homeowners. Be careful what you see or what you buy on the internet.
You want to talk about building stuff when we come back?
Yes, definitely. I've got some questions that I want to address on there, rent improvement questions.
All right. We are at Experts on Call on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. 12:47, this is Experts on Call, Just Ask Bob, and proving that radio works, we have David on the phone from the Better Business Bureau. David, hi, how you doing today?
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm just fine, thanks. This is John Biggs talking, and
here's... Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for calling.
It's Bobby Asadurian. Hi.
Hi. I'm a bit disappointed in the course of the conversation, so, you know, naturally staff told me what was occurring. So I would like to clarify some of the statements that Bobby Asadurian made during your show. The first thing is there's this misperception, you know, that's been put out over the radio waves that states that you have to be a member of the Better Business Bureau in order to get a grade that's higher than Mr. Asadurian's current grade for RRR of an A-, when in fact that's simply not true. And I believe I explained this to Mr. Asadurian on several occasions when he called here to the office. The BBB has approximately at this point in time in our system 4,000 to 5,000 companies that are located within South Central Ontario that have an A grade, an A plus grade, or an a standard A grade, and they're not members of the Better Business Bureau. In order to get a grade that's higher than his current grade, it based on longevity. How long has your company been in business? It's unfair for a company that's been in business for 50 years or 75 years, for example, to have the same grade as a company that's been in business for less than 10 years or less than 20 years. So those final lags are determined on how long a company has been in business, not based upon whether or not the company is a member.
So, David, if I can just interject, because I know Bobby's going to have some questions here. So if a is 10 years the benchmark for when you can reach an A from an A-minus then?
The way a company gets its grade is based upon 17 points within in the BBB database, how a company has complaints, how long, of course, the company has been within the marketplace. You know, do we show, you know, any government actions? There are several factors that come into play. But it's quite difficult for a company to receive an A. Mr. Asadorian's company does have an A-minus. But from that point, it's then based solely upon how long has the company been in business. For example, you may have a company such as Hydro that's been in business for, you know, well over 50 years versus a company that's been in business for 5 years. So that's the only factor in why he doesn't have an A or an A+. The longer he stays in business, the longer he is in the marketplace with no complaints and no issues, that's fine by the Bureau, and it has no human touch. That's the algorithm within our database that increases his grading as long as he's in business, you know, without any problems.
Okay, David, I have a printout here from your website. I would like to refer you to Section 11, Overview of Rating System Elements. It is a point system. Under number 16, I have highlighted accredited business status. From what I'm reading in front of me, the Better Business Bureau will give 0 to 4 points. Will give 0 to 4 points to a company that has accredited business status. Am I then to deduce from that my company RRR is being removed 0 to 4 points because I'm not paying the fee in order to receive the accredited business status, therefore, hence being penalized with the minus rating?
All right. First of all, let me explain again.
Yes, sir.
If you're not a member, and if you make the decision that you
Yes, essentially, did I lose 0 to 4 points?
If you are not going to be a member, that does not penalize your record. If you never, if you make the decision to never become a member of the BBB, that's fine. As you continue in business, your grade increases on the number of years you've been in business.
Well, yes, sir, exactly, but you're not answering the question. Did I lose 0 to 4 points?
Mr. Asadorian, you haven't lost 4 points. Those 4 points are added to companies who become a member. Now, let me explain why we give 4 points to companies that are members.
Okay, and in other words, in English, a company that's not a member would lose 4 points or wouldn't be able to gain 4 points.
Please allow me to explain.
Well, yes,
I don't want to get into a ping-pong match.
But I just want you to address the question directly and not around it.
I can't explain the question if you don't allow me the airspace to speak to it.
That's what we're here for. Please go ahead.
Let me say this so I can say it clearly for your listeners and for you.
Yes, sir.
No company loses 4 points.
They just don't gain them.
You can still get an A record.
I do have an A.
You don't have to be a member of the BBB, but what we do for companies that are members of the Better Business Bureau is we give them 4 points, not because they paid a membership fee. What we give them 4 points for is because these companies have decided to sign a contract with the Better Business Bureau that says, if I receive a complaint, if I show patterns of complaint, if I have government actions, I would do everything in my power to resolve those issues in a timely fashion, in a reasonable fashion. And so the BBB awards these companies because they don't have to sign that contract.
I see. So
what we say is these companies are going above and beyond what they're supposed to do in law by signing an agreement with the Better Business
Okay, Bureau. And they get 4 points. Now, I'll sign that agreement for you. Can I sign that agreement, being a company that has never had a complaint in 6 years?
Mr. Asadorian, I have explained this to you on the telephone on many occasions. You have spoken to Archie Roberts on the phone on many occasions. And as I said to you when you called here initially, my statement to you was I'll be willing to discuss anything with you, whether it be on air or off air, But you committed to me that you would provide me with all the tape recordings for all the occasions you called the BBB, and you stated that you recorded the BBB staff, that you recorded
with consent, with consent, sir.
And you said
with consent, correct. Just had to add that in, correct.
And the staff said that you never gave consent, that you never even told them that you were recording them. So I said to you, and you agreed with me, and I'd like to hear you refute that. You said
I'm not refuting anything, and we will have a meeting together.
You said that you would send me tapes where staff agreed that you could record them online. Now, I don't have any issues with anything that staff would say here. They're hard workers. They do their job. The BDB has been in the marketplace for over 100 years doing good work. And from your arguments, what you're telling your listeners on the phone is stay away from the BDB.
No, no. I never said stay away, but I said to, be careful about what you're hearing, what you're reading.
And so what happened in your case? If prior to you calling us, you had an A-minus record.
Yes, sir. That was the issue, and I feel bad now I complained about it.
And then you called us up on the telephone, and I explained in detail what happened in March. And today on the radio, you go around and you talk as if you and I did not have this conversation.
We had the conversation because I invited you. During the conversation, I invited you on here, and you declined.
I declined because I said, Mr. Asadorian, I will be more than happy to come on your show and talk to you if you provide me with the tapes. And you said to me, I will be more than happy to provide you with the tapes. Staff checked the mail. We waited. The tapes never arrived. So that's why I didn't agree to come on your show. I'm more than willing to talk to anyone.
Well, you're still invited.
You made a commitment to me, and you did not come through on that commitment.
I come through on all my commitments,
and
sir.
I'm disappointed at the message that you're putting out. I'm disappointed.
Well, let's address it. I would like you to address the issue of bankruptcy. Has my company filed to dissolve in bankruptcy?
So let's speak to that. Give me a moment to explain that.
Please do. Take 2 moments because there's 5 bullet points. Take 2 moments.
There are 5 bullet points. And as you were explaining to Mr. Biggs, when someone is reading, there are 5 conditions where a company could have an NR rating. But what you didn't explain to Mr. Biggs, what I explained to you, is when someone goes to the Better Business Bureau website and they put in a company name, up comes that company's report. In your report, because we did not have an updated standard business questionnaire.
You did, sir, but you misplaced it.
But once again, that's your argument.
I have proof of it because my phone number and my address changed. It could not have changed unless you received my report.
I don't want to argue those issues. What I want to
say, I would like to. Well, you know, today we're running out of airtime here, but I am on in 2 weeks from today. And again, I do state to you, either yourself, Mr. Mathis.
Biggs, here's my commitment to you.
Yes, sir.
If you send me the copies of the tapes where staff agreed for you to tape record them, because no one here says that you did.
Okay.
If you send those tapes to my office, there is nothing I wouldn't do to accommodate you on any recording.
Including an on-air apology for associating my company with bankruptcy.
No apology would ever be forthcoming because nowhere.
Well, that's not very nice of you, sir. But we do have to wrap this up at this time. We will continue correspondence. Trust me, I will not let this issue down.
I don't think you should.
Well, no, I won't, sir, because
you should seek a solicitor, as I said to you during our.
I don't wish to put money into the pockets of lawyers, sir, and I don't take kindly to you making that mention. We're adults. We're grown men. We can work this out without lawyers. You mentioned to me to seek out legal advice. I'm an adult. I feel I can discuss this and through avenues or my own means.
You haven't behaved that way, Mr. Asadorian.
Well, no,
you have not behaved that way.
No,
you're
no.
You're using your radio show as a forum.
To inform the public, to inform and to educate the public.
And I'm rather disappointed in how you have done that. There are ways to do things, and you have not done this appropriately.
Well, come on down live, and we can talk about it together.
And I stand by my commitment. You send me the tapes as you agreed that you would.
And you send me proof of bankruptcy or any of the other 4 or 5 items you've associated my company with.
BDB never said that, and you're putting spin again, and it's disappointing. The BDB never said that, and you didn't allow.
Okay, well, we do. I'm sorry, sir, but we're out of air time here. We've got to cut this, but we will continue. There'll be a part 2. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in today.
Okay, we are going to wrap here, and unfortunately I can't get to Richard, who's the call that's waiting on the line, 1258, and Experts on Call is wrapping up with Bobby Asadorian today, and I have a feeling this is going to be picked up again in a couple
of
weeks.
I'm sure we'll have a part 2, but again, beware of what you find or what you buy, especially if you're purchasing on the internet. Thanks so much.
News coming up next, and then Big Show from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.